We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery is back with us this morning. And how do you explain what is happening these days in the markets?
John, this is another fascinating time to watch, and so much of what we have gone through in our own lives and what we've seen in politics and what we've seen in the financial world have been unusual in 2020, and this one is no exception, other than what we're seeing in this rotation. And I'm getting a lot of questions about it now, John, where people say, well, you know, why is this happening? We're seeing big volatility in different sectors of the market or different types of companies from one day to the next, and it literally looks like they're trading places. And, John, in that conversation, you're usually going to hear something about growth stocks versus value stocks, or sometimes they're called cyclical stocks. In today's world, we've been calling the growth stocks the stay-at-home trade and the cyclical stocks or those value stocks the reopening trade. And it's not as complicated as we're trying to make it sound, John, but to sort of try to simplify that difference between growth and value, because most of my clients, and I think most investors out there, most of our listeners are going, well, Mike, if you're going to invest in the market, don't you want something that you think is a good value that's going to grow? And that seems sort of intuitive, but we have to chop it up a little bit. So a growth stock would be sectors or types of businesses that can generally improve their profitability, whether or not the economy is really growing strongly or whether the economy is even contracting a little bit. And so those are newer, innovative companies, things that or things that are more consistent, things that we're going to use every day in the environment we're living in. A value stock or a cyclical stock would be something that sort of can wax and wane depending on how the economy is growing. Transportation stocks are widely known for that, because we can understand why rail stocks, why trucking stocks can sort of, their business can vacillate up and down over time as the economy is either booming and we're going to be moving more stuff around versus when the economy is waning and so they're less active. That'd be the same thing for some industrial companies or even a lot of commodity companies. We all have gotten used to seeing that in oil and oil prices and therefore oil stocks over our lifetimes, because we see supply and demand kind of waxes and wanes, and the stocks tend to follow those in a cyclical sort of nature. So that's why we have growth and value stocks. That's why we're breaking them up right now. But because we're in this 0% interest rate environment, John, what we're seeing is historically when markets would go down, people might sell their growth stocks or their value stocks to raise cash. And then you put that cash someplace where you could earn money. Right now, if you raise cash, there is no place to earn money. So if you are selling stock A, you're just looking for something that looks cheaper, and so you move it into stock B. And that is literally going on every day right now. It's fascinating to watch. Our admonishment to most people would be, hang in there with your portfolio, stay diversified and stay invested. Don't try to get these daily swings too much. And if you're going to do it, just understand what they are and try to be careful when you're trading around it.
Okay. Some good thoughts to carry us through today.
The main thing to keep in mind, John, is people need to understand that all stocks still go up and down, Lavery, thanks for the tip, but we have to keep some cash in our portfolios. I know people don't like seeing it there where it's not earning them anything, but you have to have a little ballast in your ship, so don't get lulled into in this time period to having no ballast in the ship, because that eventually will wreck the ship, and we don't want that to happen.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Everybody, please stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.